أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واصبر على ما يقولون واهجرهم هجرا جميلا وذرني والمكذبين أولي النعمة ومهلهم قليلا إن لدينا أنكالا وجحيما وطعاما ذا غصة وعذابا أليما. صدق الله العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى continues to address our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the advices that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives him in the surah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wasbir, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, endure, persevere, ala ma yaqulun, upon what they say. At the very beginning of the surah, we had discussed that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala addressed him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, because in and around that time, the Quraysh of Makkah were pondering to keep some name for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which will be hurtful, which will be debasing, disgracing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, wasbir ala ma yaqulun, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, endure and persevere, make sabr upon what they say, that whatever they say is never a reality, but obviously you have this maqsad and this goal, this objective, and that is to invite towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and so you are going to go on with this, but together with that, wahjurhum hajaran jameela, and then leave them in a dignified manner. Leaving them in a dignified manner has an abundance to do with one's akhlaq, one's character, one's qualities, from the inner crevices of one's heart. And this is what we saw in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That sometimes when a person is told something that is disliked, then within oneself there is the urge or the intention of retaliating, of taking revenge. But leave taking revenge and retaliating. The thought of revenge also should not come into your heart. In other words, cleanse your heart even of that. Disassociate with them, leave them, would not mean that you will not continue the da'wat, but the invitation will continue, the mission will continue, you will go on fulfilling your objective, but this feeling of revenge and wanting to take this revenge, that must be removed from your heart. And we found that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed this so beautifully in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his seerah, the inner side of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on the one hand, he would go on inviting, on the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the desire that each one of them bring iman, and whilst they were thirsty for the blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were only wanting to assassinate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but on this side, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued with this mission of Islam, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَذَرْنِي وَالْمُكَذِّبِينَ أُولِي النَّعْمَةِ وَمَهِّلْهُمْ قَلِيلًا. That O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is addressing him, and Allah is saying, وَذَرْنِي, and leave me, وَالْمُكَذِّبِينَ, and the مُكَذِّبِينَ, those who have belied, those who have denied. In other words, leave me to deal with them. That matter you leave to me, that they have belied me, they have denied me. You are my beloved, you are my Nabi, they have belied you, they have disbelieved in you, but I will deal with that. And you continue with your maqsad and your objective of fulfilling this command of mine, of inviting people towards me, ulin na'ma. And who are these people? They are the people of comfort. They are people of luxury. Na'ma, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed them with boons and favors, but that boons and favors was a source of them turning away from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person luxuries and comforts of this world. Allah gives a person and blesses a person with wealth, and that person with that turns towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But here are the al-mukarribin, Here are those who have disbelieved in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the reason of their disbelief was the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him the luxuries of this world, and they disbelieved in the hereafter, they disbelieved in the accountability, etc. وَمَهِّلْهُمْ قَلِيلًا. And O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, grant them respite a little. In other words, you turn away from them, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself will deal with them. إِنَّ لَدَيْنَا أَنْكَالًا وَجَحِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about the kind of adab, the kind of punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mete out for them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set out for them, that from our side it is ankala, it is fetters, it is shackles, it is chains, that in this world Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives man the free choice to choose between the right and the wrong, to choose between iman, belief and disbelief, to choose between accepting Allah and not accepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that free choice is there, and if that is not exercised, then one is going to shackle oneself. If it is not exercised in the correct and proper manner, then one is now going to shackle oneself, one is now going to chain oneself, and hence that will be seen in the hereafter. Wajahima, and it is the fire, the blazing fire of Jahannam. So one is that it will be shackled, one is that the person will be burning in the fire of Jahannam. وَطَعَامًا ذَا غُصَّةٍ, and then together with that will be food, which is ذَا غُصَّةٍ, will cause a person to choke. In the various ayats in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the food for the people of the fire of Jahannam, it will be thorns that are made of fire. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to describe وَطَعَامًا ذَا غُصَّةٍ, such that he used to say that the food of Jahannam will be such that they will eat it, and then it will get stuck on their gullet, on their throat, and then when something gets stuck, either we want it to go down, or either we want to take it out, so neither would it come out, nor would it go down, and now all of it will be stuck, and in this way, they will suffocate and they will choke in the fire of Jahannam. وَعَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, and a painful chastisement, a painful punishment from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here in these ayat, from the very beginning of the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises and guides Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him the way and the method to reach Allah Rabbul Izzat. That from the very beginning of the surah, number one, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُمِ اللَّيْلِ, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stand up at night and make Allah's ibadat. We were discussing yesterday, Imam Karkhi rahmatullah alayhi has stated that here are six prescriptions that will cause a person to gain closeness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, will ease the path and open the way between us and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That number one is, stand up, find some time during the night in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exclusively for Allah Rabbul Izzat. And second, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, and to make tartil of the Qur'an, to articulate the words of the Qur'an, to read the Qur'an in measured tones, and to read it very distinctly. Other ayats of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the tilawat of the Qur'an. It also has the rules, etc. But here particularly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, articulate the Qur'an, read it in measured tones. So, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the third prescription of one reaching Allah with ease, and that is, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dhikr of the tongue, the dhikr of the heart, and the dhikr of the senses and the limbs, that all of it be in the total obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبَتِيلًا, that a person should make tabattul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, there should be this exclusivity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make it exclusive only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaving everything else and turning towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Number 5, Allah says, فَاتَّخِذُهُ وَكِيلًا. Make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the wakil, and appoint Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the guardian in all our matters. No documents to sign to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the wakil. No letter of authority. But whatever our matters be, leave it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill and see to it. And number 6, wasbir ala ma yaqulun. That when a person turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously people are going to say what they have to say, but obviously we are going to endure and we are going to leave them in a dignified manner. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.